Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Ah, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Wednesday edition. We're at the middle of the week. So, you know what? It's just as good, it's just as bad, and it's just as dumb. Middle of the week. Good, bad, and the dumb. Let's get the good of the day.
Well, you want to know what's good?
What's
and it's
good?
Not really good of the day. Maybe it's good of the summer, good of the year. It's something that hasn't happened since 2018.
Yes.
And that is four movies over the weekend grossed at least $20 million at the box office.
Hey, well done, movie people.
So do we dare say the theater-going experience is back?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I don't know where, about your local theater. My local theater seems to be packed.
Yeah.
Like people really are going to see these things.
I mean, you know, I was amazed. I mean, I've seen a couple of, the two blockbusters movies that have came out so far.
Top Gun and Jurassic Park.
Top Gun and Jurassic Park. Yeah. And, both of them, it was weird because we had gone to the movies after the pandemic because we have a theater right around the corner from our house. And even when it first opened after the pandemic, I mean, it would be a brand new movie. We were the only ones sitting in the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic, you know? And it was weird. I made this comment to my family when we went to go see Top Gun. It's like, God, I've never had to park way over here.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And because usually we just park and we literally park right in front of the door and just walk right in.
Well, you know, we talked about this when the pandemic was going on and when movie theaters come back, people seem to, you know, the industry was like, you know, we can just send these to your house if you want to pay for them.
And they still do. They're still doing that, you know. I mean, except for some movies like Tom Cruise was adamant that Top Gun had to be seen. That's why it took, 2 years for it to be released. He did not want it to go straight to streaming.
Yeah.
He said that has to be seen in a theater. And he was 100% right.
And some of these are popping up quickly. It's funny, when the Robert Pattinson Batman movie came out, I went to the theater to see it.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, it was on HBO Max like a month later.
Right.
Like, same thing with the last Doctor Strange movie.
That's already
out. I saw that in the theater.
Well.
It's already on Disney Plus. It's already out. So there are people that, if you're patient, you could get some of these movies, not all of them, but some of these movies on your packages or whatever you're getting in terms of streaming. But there is something about going to the theater, and we spoke to a couple of people about that, and there was just like this feeling of like, look, the popcorn's expensive, the drinks are expensive, but mm-hmm. who cares? The theater is something unique, and it's an experience, and you just can't get it at home, even if you have big screen TV, surround sound, and a popcorn machine in your house. It's not the same.
No, it isn't.
And I kind of agree with that.
And we talked about it a lot, especially like in 2020 and even spilling into 2021. You and I would go back and forth going, I think the theater experience, it might be dead.
Yeah.
It might be over.
Right? It could be over, right?
You know, why would you? I mean, we love the streaming services that happen. Like these movies are being released and, you know, for me, looking at a family of five, it's like, well, if I only have to pay like $20-$25 once,
yeah,
instead of per person, well, that's a no-brainer. But you know, seeing some of these movies, you know, and I will, you know, no spoiler reviews. Top Gun is worth every amount of money that you would spend at a theater.
Yeah, I heard it's great. I can't wait to see it.
Jurassic World, you can wait.
Yeah, you can wait. I remember years ago when I was in Colorado Springs, we had a new theater that opened up, right, and we got a media tour. A media tour of a movie theater, but it was okay. And I was with my coworkers, and we were walking around, and the woman who was doing the tour was just overly excited about. She goes like, the sound, it's Dolby surround sound, and the popcorn buttery fresh. And I said to my friend, I go, am I being too spoiled here? I expect my sound
yes.
to be Dolby surround. I expect my popcorn to be like. She's pointing this out as this is what separates us from the other movie theaters, and I'm like, I thought all of this was standard. I thought, but now, right? I bring that story up because now I appreciate Dolby surround. And,
right.
Like now I don't take that for granted. I go, no, I missed that for a long time. I missed buttery fresh popcorn that was $8 a bag. Like I want that again. Like take my money. I'm okay. Give me the combo jumbo for $22. I'm great. I love it. send me in there. And
well, for me now, I'm getting spoiled to the fact that I expect my theater to have those lounge chairs.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, absolutely. Now I want those too. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm glad it's coming back. That is a good. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day. Got to go to Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke.
I don't know if you've seen this viral video or not.
Royals pitcher.
What's a nice way to say that he is bat, you know what, crazy sometimes?
Just the way you said it.
That he's odd. Let's put it to you that way. Fantastic pitcher, but he is an odd man. Anyways, there's a viral video going around. A young fan tossed the ball down to him to get an autograph because Zach seemed willing to do so. Once Zach received the ball, he proceeded to chuck it as far as he possibly could.
Why would he do that?
You want to know his reasoning?
Yeah.
For his amusement.
Oh, just to make himself laugh.
Yep.
Oh, God, does he kick puppies, too, for fun?
The only thing I can picture is that scene in Back to the Future when Biff throws the ball up. He's like, get it. That's who I'm picturing.
I'd like to know, was that kid's baseball? Was it his property? Mm. And did the Royals return that said property? Because it is his property.
Yeah, I hope the Royals do something about that. I mean,
yeah, if it was like a baseball that the kid got, you know, like, I don't know. Well, I guess if you catch a foul ball, you catch a ball in batting practice, it's yours. It's
right.
Yours. So it doesn't matter when you get the ball, you get.
It becomes yours. It's one of the.
I'd like to think the story has a happy ending. Like he gave him an autograph.
I don't know it yet.
Yeah.
I hope the Royals step up because this video is making the rounds. And obviously the Royals would be tagged in it and see it. So. And
the Royals are like, hey, we're in last place. Could you just please cool it with the throw the ball as far as you can for kicks?
We need all the goodwill. Yeah.
We don't want to play in front of zero people. How's that?
We don't want to be Oakland.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be Oakland. We don't have people wondering if we're going to move to Portland. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Do you think, I mean, if Zach couldn't pitch the way he pitches, he would have been gone so long ago.
I agree.
There was a story that he once went right before he was getting the call up to the majors. He wanted the Royals to send him back down because he was rethinking being a pitcher. And they're like, "You're one of our top pitching prospects." Yeah, but I want to play shortstop instead.
Yeah. Oh God,
come
funny.
On!
That is so funny. Yeah, he might be a little on the nutty side. That's for sure. He's
definitely on the nutty side.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is Major League Baseball.
Again?
I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to spin it this way, right? Because we all know about the suspensions between the Angels and Mariners. But it was just some of the suspensions that they levied out just kind of left you head scratching. I mean, one was on the Angels, their interpreter got suspended for two games.
No, you know what's funny about that? I saw that and I didn't. How? How did
the interpreter
get suspended?
And doesn't that really hurt your team? More so than a player?
In all seriousness, that's like not having an interpreter. It's like, well, do we have to go get another one? Does this guy not get to have an interpreter and he doesn't understand like things he needs interpreted? Like, what are we doing?
Can't you just picture the manager going, go to right field?
Yeah.
Right field.
And then he just stares at you and you're just like, there's nothing I can do. I don't have my main man next to me interpreting this. So too bad.
Yep. But I'm really going to focus on an Angels assistant coach, Dom Chidi, who's 63 years old. And he was suspended for 5 games during his role in the brawl.
Well, what did he do?
He was, for excessive cuddling. Because basically what he did is he held another Mariners player or coach. I couldn't really tell by the photo. Just like hugged him and held him to the ground to make sure that he wasn't being a part of the melee.
Got it. Okay.
So he got 5 games for just holding him back. He was on his knees holding the guy, just saying, you know, trying to prevent fighting.
Okay. That makes sense.
So
I can see them do that.
I don't know. 5 games seems kind of excessive for someone who was trying to not partake and stop a fight.
Right. I know. That's 5 seems a lot. That's crazy.
But,
well, I mean, the interpreter thing is interesting. I'd like to know what happens now.
Right.
Maybe he deserved a suspension, but what
What do you appeal do? It? Do you? Yeah. What do you do?
Interpreter.
It made me laugh.
Has an interpreter ever gotten suspended in the history of Major League Baseball for anything?
Well,
they may
now,
have been
yes.
asked to leave or you know things like that, but has it ever been officially suspended?
No, I can't remember which guy I saw, but there was one guy whose elbow, he broke his elbow.
Yeah.
God. During the fight because he hopped over the fence and landed on his elbow. On his arm and broke his elbow.
What happened to the guy who threw the sunflower seeds?
He got suspended. I think he got suspended for like 3 or 4 games.
Throwing sunflower seeds.
But that's an awesome thing. I mean, you know.
Is it better than that than the bazooka gum that they have? Like, at least the bags you can kind of pick up.
Yeah.
Like the double
probably
bubble?
It's probably quicker than the bazooka gum or the double bubble because there's a lot more of that.
Imagine if you threw that out there and like, oh, God.
Does that go down as one of the all-time rants?
Yeah, because it's funny. It's like
we have them every so often.
I remember, I think it was Kenny Rogers of the Yankees. I think he like threw a camera in a rate. He was angry and a guy had a camera filming him. He said, stop filming me. And the guy wouldn't. He pushed the camera down on the ground. And it's like, okay, that's kind of. But a guy throwing sunflower seeds, you could put that to like Keystone Cop music and it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, bah, no, 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 look, he's throwing sunflower seeds. I guess he's trying to make some flowers grow. Like, you could have so much fun with that. But some of the outrageous stuff that players do, it's like, oh my God, he's got anger issues. Is he going to hurt somebody? Like, you know, he's smashing his hand against the wall or he's taking a bat. Like, taking a bat to something, splinters could fly up. You know, somebody could get really hurt. Like when they bust open the Gatorade, you know, container, like that's stuff you kind of stay. But a guy chucking bags and bags of sunflower seeds, how could you not just laugh at that? That's kind of amusing.
It really is. I mean, we've seen people throw bats, throw ball. I mean, all the baseball equipment.
Right.
But I've never seen someone take the crate of sunflowers. You think there was guys on the bench go, wait, no. Oh, man. Shoot.
I got something to throw. Sunflower seeds. Like, yes, of course. That'd be great. But again, do you think he saw the thing of bazooka or double bubble and went, nah, that's going to go everywhere.
Better yet, do they still make bazooka bubble gum? I don't know.
That's
comics.
A great question. I don't know. I say bazooka as if it's like common knowledge, but it's double bubble. But I'm with you. I like bazooka. I mean, that was with Bazooka Joe, who had a patch on his eye.
Yes.
Like, he was a kid, and he had a patch on his eye. Did anybody get the backstory as to why he lost an eye?
No.
Was he just a street gang kid?
Maybe that was...
Back in the 30s?
Was that Comic One?
Yeah, right.
And now, you know, if somebody has it, you know... what's his name? Darren Rovell will tell us that comic would sell for $1.3 million.
Without a doubt. Did Bazooka Joe like lose it in a machine factory that he had to work at 7 because he didn't have labor laws back in the day?
Well, let's do the math. I mean, maybe he was in the war.
Because,
I mean, Bazooka Joe sounds like an army guy anyways.
Right.
You know, that maybe he lost it in the war.
Maybe so. But he was a kid.
Well, you know, maybe he lied about his age.
Maybe so.
Tony, and he got, you know, did service early because he's a true red-blooded American.
I'm going to tell you something, kids. If you grow up in a tough neighborhood and the local 9-year-old has a patch on his eye, he's the leader of the gang.
Yes.
That's the kid. He's the leader.
And you know his nickname is Bazooka?
That's right. That's right.
Stay away.
Stay away. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.